I want to welcome my longtime and brother Sam G to the Troilosophy podcast.
So what started your artistic and musical journey?
You mean from childhood on to adulthood, or?
Yeah, like what started it from the very beginning?
I pretty much been drawing and painting. I mean, drawing mostly when I was a kid. I started in, you know, we grew up in Hobbs, New Mexico. It's a real small town, so there wasn't much to do other than, you had friends you played with. We didn't have the internet at that time, so I was into drawing comics and started drawing from magazines when I was real young. So I was automatically drawing when I was, as soon as I could scribble, you know. From getting caught drawing pornos in Christian school and selling them, kids would buy them from me, and I realized I had something going, you know. So yeah, I did get in trouble. My mom was like,
entrepreneur from the very beginning, right?
Well, they called my mom at this Christian school, and they were like, "Hey, excuse me, Miss Troy, your son's been drawing porn and selling them to the students." And she said, at first, she was kind of proud, you know, because I was an entrepreneur. So, I knew I had a real skill, I guess, at a young age. So that's where it started. And then into adulthood, I don't know if that answers the question.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just kind of wanted to get a kind of basis of where it all began and where you see yourself going at this point and into the future.
Well,
where do you see yourself?
That's kind of what this podcast is about, is it's a real quick way for me to record conversations, not only with, you know, you or people in my inner self, really, like the struggle of being an artist, especially as you get older. And my thing has been, how do I get past kind of like society puts these rules and regulations on you, and you do what you have to do to get a job and work. Then you find yourself kind of putting it on the back burner because you're trying to make money, but you still want to be an artist. It's not like you want to be one. You are an artist, and you're trying to thrive in today's world and be creative and get out of, I would say, your own censor or your own head that tells you, oh, man, I ain't going to pick that up, or I'm not going to play that because, I don't really know what I'm going to do. Instead of just kind of putting stuff down and having conversations and seeing where it goes, if that makes any sense. So,
right. So what type of challenges do you see for artists today?
Now don't have support, and by that I mean like a collective where they can get together and create. What was great for me was having our band when we were younger. We had a band, and I've talked about that brief, but we were able to throw ideas off of each other, which made it easier to write. Therefore, it wasn't just one person trying to produce some material, if that makes sense. I think it's tough for a person like myself, because as an artist, a lot of the time, they're very introverted people. So they have a tendency to want to stay indoors. And whereas I have to actually meet people and be outgoing to get creativity sometimes. And I actually have found I play better with creativity when I'm collaborating with another person, or I have ideas to go off of from another person, if that makes sense. So I think a lot of the challenges is having some people you can work with, like a collective. Like I've been talking a lot about Alex Gray's Chapel of Sacred Mirrors. They've got a lot of collectives there where people work together and musicians collaborate, and they just come together and make music and make art. So they have the support from all these other fellow art people. And then, you got the School of Rock for Kids, which has people go together and they make music together. And I think those are great programs. But as for a person at the age of 42 who feels like, well, one of my main things is, am I marketable? Am I like at the point of, you know, there's people like Dr. Dre. I don't know if you've watched the Defiant ones. He talks about it's making music as a young man's game. And is that true? Because I have friends who are in their 60s who are actually performing and doing shows. And, you know, it's like, for me, the struggle I see is getting out of your own head and actually producing something and not thinking it's shit and putting it down, because it doesn't reach a level of perfectionism that you thought it would. You know what I mean? What is that actual is it actual perfectionism, or is it something else that's stopping you? Is it like a trauma? Is it something that happened that you're like, oh man, that makes me feel too much. I don't want to feel that. When in fact, you might need to feel that to get through to the other side, you know, and that may require help from other people, you know. So what I'm trying to do is actually eventually create a community, or wherever it goes, And by opening up about what my struggles are, other people can relate to me and perhaps we can connect, you know? So.
Absolutely. So if you could go back and talk to your younger self, let's say back in your early college years, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say put down
knowing what you know now.
I'd say put down the alcohol and work on smoke more weed. I'd say smoke more weed and do more music and art and not so much drinking and partying. Like, be more open about what you're trying to go through instead of feeling like you're going to get criticism for going through something tough. You know, like, I'm feeling this depression, so let's go out and party and drink it off. You know what I mean? As opposed to like, let's write about this idea or let's see what you're feeling and let's see where that takes you artistically, you know?
Yeah, I think that's one of the lessons a lot of artists had to learn along the way is, you know, when to put down the alcohol. You know, you just see, you know, even, you know, James Hetfield of Metallica, he's recently had to go back to rehab, right? You know, how many times has he learned that lesson, you know? I mean,
right.
It's something that can come back and creep up on you even after you've quote unquote put it down, right?
Well, and that's so, what I'm finding. I keep thinking that, and you know, I've been sober for 2 years now, so I keep thinking, okay, I'm not gonna want to go get a drink anymore. I'm not gonna want to like, I'm feeling this shit that I don't want to feel, and so my past tendency was not to deal with that, instead drink it off, you know. And I keep thinking that's gonna go away, but it's not. It's like I always struggle to like make a decision, you know, am I going to feel what I'm feeling or am I going to go and grab a bottle and not feel it, you know? So.
And I think that's a problem with a lot of artists and just people in general is people want to escape those feelings and they don't want to feel the pain or whatever it is they're trying to drown out.
Which is what makes good music and good art, right?
Yeah, it's feeling those feelings. You know, that's where some of the best music comes from, is from the deepest, darkest places that we can imagine.
Even when we were creating Younger, we were in deeper, darker places. And the pressure to make money, the pressure to get this job, the pressure to do that was like, well, okay, we're going to make this music and we don't know if anything's going to come of it. But we were in there like in a dark spot trying to make music, you know, when like, we found out we were more talented than what we thought we were when we were actually outperforming and doing it, and how fulfilling that felt to have that support. When in fact, I'm learning I can actually hire people to do that for me eventually, or there's platforms where they'll do that. That's been my struggle. It's like I get caught up in my head and all the business stuff I want to do when I'm an actual creator, and that's what I'm good at is creating. So that's been my struggle, you know?
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, finding the collective group of people who can help you take your conception of your idea and take it all the way to the finished product. You know, I think that's what we're all here to do, is to help one another. And it's part of the struggle is coming out and asking for help.
I think that's it. And I'm realizing that I need to ask for help more at 42 now than I ever have, because I was the type of person that thought I need to do it all by myself. So this pride that really was causing me to do what I did by traveling, you know, without a lot of money, was that I actually learned to communicate. I had to let people know, hey man, I don't have any money right now. And they don't know what they don't know. But my tendency was, oh, I have to handle it all on my own. When in fact, if I did, when I was homeless at a certain point, I would have stayed homeless.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so my thing was like, I worry a lot about money. That's kind of a thing that's in my life that I, you know, I want to solve. But at the same time, I am a creative person and I will always be a creative person. So my mind has always operated differently than most. And I keep thinking I'm like the others. I need creative solutions to the creative issues I'm facing, you know? And one of the things I was saying was when I did make money, what I would love to do is pay for some of my friends and musicians and pay for their hotel accommodations, pay for everything and just have studio time where people could get together and jam and just have those, because you have to. That's the only way to creatively come up with ideas, which is why I love this podcast. I could press record, and I got all these ideas, and it's a personal journal that I'm putting out there. So I think it's a win.
Oh, yeah. I think that's one thing I wish we would have had this 20 years ago. There's no telling, you know, what would have happened if we would have had the ability to do podcasts and YouTube shows.
Exactly.
And all the other different, you know, live platforms that are available today that weren't available back then. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about you know, it not being available years ago, but
right.
We can always, or we need to focus on the now, so to speak.
And that's what my whole path has been about, is getting back to the now, because everything's happening right now. I think by this going out to so many different platforms, somebody's going to hear it and they're going to feel something from this and want to reach out, you know? So, you know, you never know what'll come of it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole point is, you know, to reach other people who are feeling the same and who may be facing the exact same struggles. And you just want to hear, you know, somebody who's already gone through it or is going through the exact same emotion.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've traveled quite a bit throughout the U.S. So
yes.
As far as an artist, what cities do you find to be the most comforting for the artistic and musical communities?
I've really enjoyed the progressive communities. Like the first place I went, big city wise, I moved to Austin when it was about 2003. So I was probably early 20s, you know, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I knew that I had to do something. And there was all this fear around everything. I didn't know, like, I hadn't really lived in a big city. I didn't know anybody. So my whole thing was, I put myself in a real vulnerable position where I had to, like, communicate if I wanted to survive. And one of the things I've always been good at is communicating when I do it. So what?
Oh, yeah. Because we all take turns of being the recluse, right? And sometimes yeah. when we don't want to get out and talk to people and be outgoing, so to speak.
Well, because everything, we live in a very me society, you know, like,
right.
Even when I was doing DJ gigs and I had my own personal shit going on, I would let the people know that, you know, the crowd I had built and the people that came in, it was like, I'm going through this. And they're like, oh, hey, man, that sucks. You're going through that. But are you still going to entertain us? Because we're here to forget about our problems. There was times where I was really hard on the struggle, meaning that I didn't have money. And I'm like, well, let me get out here and try to do something. But this fear of not being able to pay a bill was causing me to not create anything.
Yeah, sometimes we got to get out of the way of our own selves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're the only one holding us back, right?
I think most of the time. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do what I had done had I not opened my mouth at all. You know, that's the way I did what I did, you know. And it was hard as hell, but I found that I grew a tremendous amount in my spiritual evolution and in myself and who I was as a person and what I needed from people.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's quite a few people out there that, you know, would love to hear the stories of you just saying, you know, screw it. And, you know, I'm going to pack my car up and I'm going to X city, because you've done this numerous times in your life. For those
numerous
who do not know, you know, you've just packed up your vehicle, or even sometimes you just packed a bag and jumped on a plane or on a bus and moved across country and without a job and without a place to live and showed up and absolutely made it work. You know, you just, no question in your mind, you have to make it work. And people need to understand that it is possible out there. You know, you've done it.
Yes, it is. But it's only possible if you open your mouth and let people know what you're going through.
Absolutely. Because I'm sure there's so many people out there that were like, man, I would love to just say, I'm going to drop everything right here now and go do this, but I'm scared to death that it won't work out, you know?
And most of that has to do with the stuff that owns them, in my opinion. There's a movie that I recommend called The Minimalists. And I'm not saying to get rid of all your stuff, but there are some times that you know of that I lost most of my belongings, which at the time seemed like the end of the world. But I realized a lot of those things were kind of holding me back from going anywhere I wanted to go, realizing what was really important to me and what I needed around me. So kind of keeping my stuff small on purpose, you know, so I could jump around. But
yeah, it becomes a point to where our possessions own us instead of us owning possessions, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a risk to be creative, and because you're putting yourself out there. Like, that's the most vulnerable thing to do, to put yourself out there, because you are open to opinions and criticism, which stop you, you'll never create anything.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people are afraid of what other people think of them, and that prevents them from ever doing anything, and that's a shame.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both you and I have been guilty of it too. There's times that we've just, you know, elected not to participate just so we don't have to deal with the trolls and the negativity.
Yeah. You know, but especially when you're producing something of content and you want to show it to somebody and they're like, well, dude, you know, this guitar part, I don't really know if I'm feeling that. And then, but you're only putting out like your guts, right? It's only your most vulnerable shit. And people are telling you, oh, you need to change this or you need to change that, or you got to put yourself out there. And I think that's where a lot of artists fail, is that a lot of them are introverted. A lot of them do use a lot of drugs or alcohol.
Well, just throwing out the, you know, the randomness as well attracts a certain personality and certain people as well. You know, you never know what you're going to get when you tune in, you know.
That's true. And I love spontaneity. I've always been all about that. And structure is where I've struggled. And that's something I'm learning at my old age now, is I need more structure in my life. And sometimes I need help on that. So I'm having other people help me with my structure, you know, and breaking it down. So,
and you get, you know, 3 or 4 different topic ideas and then lightly hit each one of them, you know, and kind of leave it at that.
Exactly. You know,